wonderful, and you could even say divine purpose. That frustration isn't a bad thing. It's saying, this isn't enough. This can't, I've gotten to a stage and an understanding that this won't satisfy me. There's got to be something better. There's got to be something more fulfilling than this life as it is so far. Than the shiny baubles and the nicer car and the better husband and nicer house. It can't be just about that. There's got to be more, because that, it's clear to me that isn't going to do it. And to be at that point of maturity is a good place to be, even if it feels terrible. To be at the end of your rope is the right place to be for something real to happen. So how does that sound? How does all of that speech sound?
Sounds wonderful. It would be a small price to pay. Like I said, it doesn't matter. If it's attainable, if I can do just a little less, if I can have just a little bit more, I'm already feeling good. It's in the world. I can do anything.
Well, once you've said to the universe, and that's one of the uses of meetings like this, the universe listens more closely at a meeting like this. Once you've said, well, I didn't say it listens more closely to me. I said to you. Once you've said to the universe, whatever the price, I'm willing to pay it. I will say to you, obviously, metaphorically, that gets heard. I mean, there's no universe with an ear that's, you know, but that gets heard. And that sets certain forces in motion. And even if it was never said, publicly or otherwise, if it's true for you, if that's what's in your heart at this point in your life, the universe hears it, the universe feels it, the universe gets it, and responds. So now that you've said it publicly, and now that somebody has testified to you that it is possible for something better, for something that people refer to as inner peace, that there's absolutely no reason that can't happen for you. And don't just take my word for it. Now that that's the case, look for, and I'm not kidding, look for what happens next. Look for the response from the universe for you. Because there'll be one. We don't always catch it. We don't always see it. We don't always interpret it rightly for what it is. But there is always a response. Because you have made you have made a number of very powerful statements. And that's a force in itself. And it engenders other forces get active. And I have not the slightest doubt that the universe will respond to what you have thought, said, and felt here tonight. But then you have to see what that's about. You have to be smart enough to catch, to notice how the universe is responding, and then move into that. Now, we're having another meeting Sunday night. Come back.
Because will the universe be here?
The universe will be here.
that.
No, and I'm kind of joking, but I'm kind of serious too, because often the response is very quick.
Oh, okay. So I
can often the response is within hours, days, not weeks, months. So I wouldn't be surprised if you came back Sunday and reported something has happened. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Me either.
Really?
No, I wouldn't
be surprised.
Huh? I wouldn't be surprised. I won't be surprised. I'm looking forward to it so much.
Why haven't you come here before? You are just amazing.
It took the universe a long time to find us in here.
Well, we're not hiding. We pay money to put ads in places so that people will find us.
A flyer on an aerobics.